Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
The tech-centric NASDAQ joined the S&P 500 at fresh record levels overnight. The Dow fell 55 points, or a quarter of a percent. However, it was Goldman Sachs down 2.6% that contributed most of the falls on that index, as investors digested a 17% decline in the investment bank's trading revenue, most of that notably in the bond trading area, in the bank's latest quarterly result. However, the broader S&P 500, as I said, eked out a 0.1% gain, NASDAQ adding 0.5%, taking out its previous record set back on June 8, and also rallying for an eighth consecutive session. That's the longest streak for that index since February 2015. Notable moves included Netflix, which surged 14% and traded to record highs, that coming after their record second quarter numbers after the closing bell in the previous session. That also dragged up a number of the other big notable tech names, including Facebook up almost 2% and Alphabet up 1.3%. Just on the political front, President Trump suffered another defeat on the healthcare reform, with three Republican senators announcing they would not support simply repealing the Affordable Healthcare Act or Obamacare without a replacement plan. So that raises fresh concerns again in some quarters about the administration's ability to push through other initiatives through Congress. Just elsewhere in second quarter earnings releases, Bank of America down 0.5%, despite reporting a better than expected second quarter revenue and earnings numbers, investors focusing there on a slump in their trading business. And also IBM was down about 2% in aftermarket trading after their second quarter revenues and missed consensus estimates. European markets, main markets were weaker. DAX down 1.25%, CAC down 1.1%. London's FTSE slipped just 0.2%. UK inflation data printing at 2.6% year on year in June. That was down from 2.9% in May and below consensus expectations. However, pound sterling did recover from some earlier weakness after the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney said the big picture for inflation remained the same, and noted that the weaker currency is pushing inflation up and inflation will be above their 2% target for a period of time. Just on commodity markets, a fresh surge on spot iron ore markets. Benchmark 62% fines jumping just over $2 or 3% to $68.84. That's the highest settlement since April 11th this year. It's added about 29% in just over a little over a month. Lower grade 58% fines also rallied an even more impressive 5.7%. That rally on spot markets essentially mirrored some impressive gains on the Dalian commodity futures earlier in the session. Indeed, that bullish price action continued on commodity futures markets overnight. Gold settled at $8.20 at $1,241.90, with the US dollar index plumbing 11-month lows. Oil prices settled higher. Initially, they were partly buoyed by a report in the Financial Times that Saudi Arabia is considering further limiting the amount of crude it ships beyond its borders. That saw WTI up 38 cents or 0.8% at $46.40. However, just oil prices have pulled back a little bit in aftermarket trade, following the release of the latest private inventory data that showed a surprise 1.6 million barrel build. That was against consensus expectations for a little over a 3 million barrel decline. US 10-year Treasury yields down 4 basis points at around 2.26%, and the Aussie dollar are unstoppable at the moment, jumping above 79 US cents for the first time since May 2015. That strength largely coming after the Reserve Bank of Australia's July meeting minutes yesterday that painted a much more upbeat picture on the Australian economy and the labour market in particular versus the statement earlier this month following their interest rate announcement. So you're likely unit buying around 79.16 US cents this morning.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.